I know. I'm 100% agreement with you. But you know, even if you have to, you know, if the driver's using it inside of his vehicle and it's for his personal enjoyment, it's no different than a, you know, having a beer or some form of open intox. You know, and you're on your way to the bowling alley, and you two cross paths, and next thing you know, he slams into you, and you know, oh well, man, I didn't see you, dude. Sorry. You know, and it's like, but yeah, it's in those kind of situations, it's never. You're gonna be the victim. You're not gonna be the you're gonna be the innocent victim in the wrong place at the wrong time when those kind of drivers are out there, and I do agree with you 100%. And thinking back, like I said, I think that's the only one I've ever reported. I kind of wrote a bad report about a driver for Uber when I was on my way to the dentist, and I really didn't look at his score, but I was already running late for the dentist, and I just had to get there. I walked in with like 2 minutes to spare, but it was just, oh my God, he wouldn't shut up talking about his problems in the world. You know, he's much older than me. I mean, he's just too old to be doing it. And all the way there, all I did was hear his problems, you know, wife, kids, grandkids. And it's like, are we there yet? Kind of a thing. Anyhow, I will let you finish up your evening. I heard you out there, so I just thought I'd pop in because I haven't talked to you in a while. And that's about it on this end. So you have a good evening. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.